Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown, AM 1400, translated on 107.1 FM, and we are streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, I have two individuals with RMs out of Jamestown. We have Tara Kapp and Dean Haas joining us. And Dean and Tara, welcome to our show.
Hi.
Welcome.
Yeah, hey, welcome. You're usually the one saying welcome, yeah. Thank you guys so much again for coming on. I'm so excited because, you know, every single year, this seems to get bigger and bigger and bigger. It's not without its challenges, but the running of the Pink returning for its 13th year. Tara, we can start with you. You know, usually in the first week or second week of June, had to move things around a little bit this year.
This technically would be running of the Pink Week. This would be the week that we're really running around, getting everything ready. And technically this Saturday would have been the date. But, you know, we pushed it back. We went with lucky number 13 on 7-Eleven. And our goal is to definitely continue this event. Our goal is to have it one way or another, because our end goal is to raise as much money as we can to keep fighting against breast and cervical cancer. And unfortunately, with all the COVID stuff, breast and cervical cancer hasn't magically just gone away. So we're still fighting, and our goal is to continue with this event. So we've kind of switched it up a little bit. You know, we're rolling with the punches. We're going with the flow, trying to figure it out as we go. But we've moved the event to July 11th, and we've given some options out there for individuals who might not be comfortable with coming out to the event, or maybe can't. You know, we understand schedules are busy in the summer, even with this crazy summer. So we have a couple of options. You can certainly join us for the live event on July 11th, just like we've done in the last 12 years, or you can join us virtually. So this is not a new thing. Virtual races are not new by any means, but they're, I think, new to this area because we've never had to worry about them before.
Right.
But they have exploded worldwide. I was doing my research and they are everywhere. Major runs all throughout the world are now using this virtual option. So basically it's you register online through our virtual link, and we'll get to that in a second. And then wherever you're at, walk the 5K, run the 5K, or walk the 10K, whatever route you want to take, you can. If you want to run or walk the actual route, we have the route on this website. Awesome. And then once you're done, just upload your time if you want to record your time for the run, or just upload the fact that you did it, and bam, you did it. Yeah. So you do it when you want. You do it where you want, you know, kind of on the honor system that you did it. And what we're looking for is anyone who's registering, go ahead and go do the walk, go do the run. At some point, take a photo. We're all used to this, right? You can post it. You can go on your social media sites and just hashtag virtual ROP, because we want to know that you did it. We want to give you that credit. We want to celebrate with you as well. And so I have actually been receiving quite a lot of correspondence from individuals who certainly have questions. We get it. And so many people have already told me, well, you know, we kind of want to do the virtual, but we're kind of holding out. We think we want to be there the day of. So, you know, if that's what you want to do and want to, that's just fine. You know, any which way you can be involved, that's all we're concerned about. If we can see your smiling face the day of, just so you know, as we get closer to the event, obviously we're keeping a close eye on Governor Burgum and what he's telling us. We're keeping a close eye on what the CDC is saying. Obviously, we are not taking light, you know, the current events. But once we get closer to the events, that's when we will make sure that we have all of our protocols in place. We'll see how things are going. We plan to have pink masks on hand. So if anyone wants them, if you don't have your own mask and you want to wear one, we will have those available. Yeah. We certainly will be following the social distancing protocol, depending upon the amount of people we're there. We will just make it happen. We are just going to do that. But again, if you're not comfortable, virtual is the way to go. So Everything running in the pink is found at stoutcars.com. Every link, everything you can print, every question you might have, everything is right there.
Perfect. Again, we have Dean Haas and Tara Kapp joining us on Let's Talk About It. Running of the Pink, set for July 11th, the 13th annual. And Tara, I got to go back, honor system for this. So you can't have somebody like Dean sitting on his couch.
My best time ever. Come on. Best time ever.
And so Dean, you said shirts have been ordered. This thing is happening no matter what, but you guys are ready to take those precautions and make sure everybody's safe.
We are ready. Shirts have already been ordered. So no matter what form you do this and you send in your money, you're still going to get your shirt. I want to let the record show that since we announced this, I think it was last week, Boston Marathon is doing theirs virtual too.
Really?
They're following our lead.
There it is.
You know, so if it's good for us, Boston Marathon, yeah, I think it's kind of out there, you know.
You know, we don't want to take too much credit, but we'll take it anyway.
But ours was announced before the Boston Marathon.
It was. I can attest to that. That is not fake news at all.
All right. So this is real news, guys.
Real news. It's breaking right here. You're hearing it now. But yeah, we want to see as many people register for this as possible. And Tara, so I mean, when somebody does register Do they have to specify they're doing it virtually? Do they have to specify they'll be there?
Right. So when you go to the website, there are three different links you can go to. There, it says for the virtual race for individuals who can't be there the day of and would want to do it virtually, you click there.
Okay.
Then there's the day of the event if you want to register online. Now, just to keep in mind, if you do go online, there is a small fee to register online. That, you know, that's what pays for the online registration. It's not much, maybe a dollar or two per registration. So you can register online for the live event if that works better for you. Or you can also print out the form and send it in. So it's really up to you. Now, we are still working through this. In fact, I had a question just this morning of anyone who registers for the virtual and then decides they want to come the day of instead. You know what? If all we care about is the participation. Right. So if you go the virtual and decide you want to come to the event the day of, we would love to see you. Now, we're still working out what we're going to do with awards and whatnot, because we understand that a lot of people do consider this a competition.
Yep.
They certainly want to compete with themselves. They want to get their best time and be recognized for it. So we're still working on that as a committee. We certainly want to recognize anyone who's doing this. So if any runners do it virtually, which so far we just have, we have some virtual runners and some virtual walkers. So we're just kind of working with that. Right. So we do ask for a little added patience as we work through this. But again, the end goal is to raise as much money as we can. And for those of you who are saying, well, where does the money go?
Yeah.
100% of the proceeds from the running of the pink go to local breast and cervical cancer needs through the No Excuses program at the Jamestown Regional Medical Center and through Women's Way here with Central Valley Health. Both of those organizations are dedicated to helping men and women. Men, we always have to bring this up. You guys do have a risk of breast cancer as well. They need screenings. Yep. They need transportation. They might need counseling. They might need help paying for all this. We all know that insurance is not always the cheapest, and sometimes you just can't afford the insurance. Sometimes your insurance doesn't cover this. So there is a plethora of needs out there, and the Women's Way and the No Excuses program have said, we want to tackle every one of those needs. Yeah. And that's what this money is going toward. And we always, hats off to Casey for, he said, you know what? If you donate, 100% of your proceeds are going where they need to go. I'll foot the bill for everything else.
It's awesome.
And he's continuing that this year.
We pay for the t-shirts. Yep.
The marketing, the insurance,
everything.
You name it.
100% of the money goes right out there. And so anyone that's new to the area that doesn't know about this, It is the biggest running event in Jamestown, North Dakota. So if you're a runner, hey, it's going to be the biggest road race you're going to have in 100 miles right here in Jamestown. And then the good news is all the money stays here and It's just great.
It is. It's very good. Obviously, a reason it's been going on, coming up here on 13 years, raising over $150,000. It's quite amazing. So get signed up, walk, run at your leisure, compete, do what you want to virtually, in person. Again, coming up here on July 11th. And Tara or Dean,
anything? My time.
Yeah. What is your time?
Well, I got to check. It's my best ever.
Without the golf cart, though, right?
Yeah.
You're breaking up now. What the heck?
Oh, yeah.
Let's just put it out there that the world record, I believe it was Hussein or Insane Bolt. One of them set the world record for 10K. Bolt. Insane. Yeah. Literally, that's their name.
And I'm right there.
Yeah. I believe the world record for a 10K was just over 12 minutes.
So no first, way.
Yeah. Yeah. It was like 12:35 or something like that.
I can't even do that in a golf cart.
Yeah, you're not going to find me doing that at all.
No. So, you know, if we're seeing some posts that are saying a 10K in like 10 minutes, we might be
I had to redo mine.
Yeah. Let's just say Dean's had to do it a few times. Yeah, exactly.
I beat Bolt.
One more time, Tara, people do want to sign up, ask questions. You want to give that contact information for us here.
Stoutcars.com is the place to head to. It's STOUDTcars.com. That is your one main location. It has links to everything, including all of our social media sites. Obviously, we'd love for you to like and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. You can even find us on YouTube. Call us if you have any questions. 701-252-2270. Or we'd love to see your smiling face at the dealership. Just keep in mind, when you come in, if you want a mask and didn't bring one with you, we have them available at our dealership. We're here to just help everyone in every which way. And again, the end goal is just to give back to the community. So
we have registration forms at the dealership.
We do.
There you go. You can get signed up. You can do the physical thing right there.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. If you don't, old school.
Yeah. So the first race, I think, then to get ready for this is to sign up as fast as they can. I think that's our first race right there.
Get you a
And you do have the early bird registration. So if you sign up between now and June 27th, adults are $20. Youth 12 and under are just $15. Seniors 16 over are $15. And if you go after the 27th, it's just $5 more. And again, your donation 100% is going to where it needs to be. Whether you're here live, whether you're here virtually, you're going to get the t-shirt. So, you know, everyone gets that notification that they've been involved. And, you know, we do have people that register as well. And they say, you know what, I'm not walking it. I'm not running it. I can't be there at all. Or I just don't do that, but I still want to help and get a t-shirt. You're welcome to do that.
Awesome.
Really, all we just want to say is thank you, because really, you know, I have people who message us all the time and have questions, and they always tell us, well, thank you for helping us out. Now, my response is always, no, thank you for your support, because we really mean that. It really makes a difference. So
yeah, it does. Very good. So sign up. Again, the Running of the Pink 13th Annual coming up July 11th. Dean and Tara, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.